Well, let's turn now to Enrique Acevedo, anchor and correspondent at Univision. He joins us from Miami. Enrique, welcome.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, I wonder if you just give us your brief thoughts on what Congressman Jim Jordan had to say about the president's actions. You heard him say, once again, the words unconstitutional.
Well, I think it's unfortunate that we are resolving this in a court and not in Congress, specifically not in the House of Representatives, because last year the Senate did compromise. They approved a bill, a bipartisan bill that contemplated $30 billion. That's $30 billion more than the $90 billion already spent during the last decade on border security. They gave Republicans what they wanted. You know, Democrats didn't get all they wanted either. So there was a compromise in the Senate. And the House of Representatives just refused to discuss immigration reform. They didn't even bring it to a vote. So talking about the right thing to do, like Congressman Jordan said, the majority of the American people want a long-term, a permanent solution, comprehensive solution to our immigration crisis. And there should be some accountability in our representatives, in the House of Representatives, for not providing one.
Right. Well, I hear you and your call for Congress to do something. I mean, the president himself was in Miami yesterday, where you are today. He held a town hall-style meeting televised on Telemundo and MSNBC, in which the president defended his executive actions on immigration and basically also called on Congress to take the issue on in a very real way.
Instead of trying to hold hostage funding for the Department of Homeland Security, which is so important for our national security, fund that and let's get on with actually passing comprehensive immigration reform.
Now, Enrique, I know that, of course, Latinos, like any part of the U.S. community, are not a monolith at all. But how are they seeing this moment, this battle between the president and the GOP?
Well, I think at the end of the day, most of the Latino community just wants a solution. You know, if it comes from Congress, even better, because that would be a long-term, like I said, permanent, comprehensive solution. But if it comes from the president because Congress is not acting, so be it. And, you know, this immigration relief had the potential to benefit 5 million undocumented immigrants that are already in this country and that have been in this country for decades in some cases. So that was, you know, the solution we had. And you know, right now, I guess, the process will be resolved in the courts. But again, most of the Latinos in this country just want a solution, whether it comes from Congress or if they're not acting, then from the president.
Okay. So what about the person who may be the next president? I mean, we are looking forward to a presidential election in 2016. Latinos are a very important part of the electorate, especially in key states such as Florida, where you are. I mean, is this current battle going to be in the minds of Latino voters when it comes time to pick the next president?
I know, I think it's a great question, Meghna, because we always tie this discussion to its political and electorate value or how are Latinos going to react in the polls when the time comes to evaluate what Republicans or the White House did. I think this discussion should be tied to what's best for the country. And immigration reform is what's best for this country. We have an immigration system that is broken, and everyone can agree to that on both sides of the aisle. And we should be doing something to fix it. Despite what Latinos would do in the polls during the next election, of course, if you ask me, I would say it's really, you know, it's just impossible that Republicans are going to get the Latino vote if they keep on alienating the community by blocking immigration reform in the House of Representatives. And now by, you know, they say this challenge or, you know, tying DHS funding to this executive action and the decision of this judge, they say it's all about, fundamentally, it's all about the separation of powers. But that's not the case. Mm-hmm. You've seen other presidents like George Bush or, you know, before him, Reagan, Clinton, they passed hundreds of executive actions. And none of them came to this, to what we're seeing now with the president. So it's not fundamentally about the separation of powers. It's about blocking the immigration relief provided by President Obama at the end of last year because Congress, the House of Representatives again, wouldn't act. So it's hard for me to think that Latinos are going to vote for Republicans if they keep on down this path.
Right. Well, Enrique Acevedo is anchor and correspondent at Univision speaking to us from Miami. Enrique, thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna.